Okay.
Hello? So, yes. we'll try to do the presentation with Obi-Wrote. We've wrote some stuff and we've done some investigation. And so, first of all, who are we, huh? So, this handsome man here is Zach. Please say something about yourself.
I'm involved with CentOS, and CentOS is very good. About myself, I'm a self-employed consultant, and I've worked with Linux for a long time, like something like 10 years or something. And I came up with the idea of the presentation, right?
Yes.
So.
Yes, I was forced into giving this presentation, just signing up without telling me. So I had to hack up something. To me, I work for IBM CERN, and now I've started a startup, so look out in Germany for your bus. And yes, so what are we going to talk about? What is the WeHost? Our technical side and what we've done. What can you do with it? What can the WeMote do? Why use the WeMote? For your computer, for presentation, for whatever. How does it work with Linux? How giving a presentation, some demonstrations, and then we're going to give around a hat for some money because we're poor and source of So, I sort of assume you'll know what a WeMote is. It development started in 2001. At Nintendo, and it was released in 2005. These are the second release WeMotes. They changed a little bit, and now the third release was just presented with better motion sensor and stuff. It's mainly user interface. Literally, it's the keyboard, a mouse, whatever, just a little bit different. But it has other functionalities. It's got little LEDs at the bottom. It can vibrate, and it's got a little infrared camera in the front, what is actually used as user input, but it's a camera, what lots of people have seen on YouTube, people do funky stuff with it. So, what features does this remote have?
That's his girlfriend.
You wish. So, first of all, it vibrates. Really important. I started a little bit of reverse engineering the protocol, and the first thing I wanted to do was to vibrate. It has motion capturing. In the presentation, you'll see it has X, Y, Z. So if I do this, then we will actually detect what I'm doing. It has the infrared camera. So if you have an infrared source, what we've got standing here, you can actually detect these little buttons, or little LEDs, and we'll show that too. It has a tilt sensor, a little typo there, sorry. just saw that. basically it detects if you tilt it like this and it detects roll too. It's quite good for our presentation because we tried to use infrared. That sort of didn't really work, but Dad's going to talk about that. It's got the LEDs, four LEDs that you can blink or whatever. It's got a 16-kilobyte EEPROM. From that, 6 are freely programmed by you. So I've got my address in mind. So if I lose it, people would really, if a hacker finds it, he can read the address. And hopefully, you can read the EEPROM. But you can do whatever you want with it. You can put characters in it. You can, I don't know, whatever you can come up. At the end, I'm open for suggestions. So here we've got a little picture. Basically, you've got the button face, you've got loads of buttons on this thing, huh? You've got a little A, B, 1, 2, plus, minus, home, whatever. And here, is there a laser pointer somewhere? No. So basically, you can see what I was talking about, that it can detect the pitch and the tilt. And then you have the whole three-dimensional acceleration thing. The WeMote interface. So basically, it's a Bluetooth device. It goes to dev input, U input, or whatever, and you can address it with Bluetooth. The protocol is reverse engineered by quite a few people. the speaker here, and you can output a sound. And yeah, I've sort of started with reverse engineering like the last 3 days or whatever. But other than anything else, it's pretty much protocol. The acceleration, the buttons, actually anything except the speaker, we know how they tend to do it. And of course, there are four main apps or libraries or whatever. The first, actually, everything's unmaintained. There's no real maintained library, source, program where actually some guy actually responds to emails at a decent time or whatever. The first two, VBM, EMD, and CVIID. The first one's Python. We'll demonstrate the program. The whole stack is written in Python. Quite nice. It's got some flaky bits, but that's unmaintained. Matt, as the guy didn't reply, I sent him an email, he didn't reply. So I don't know what happened to it. CVID, we're going to demonstrate that too. That's quite complete, quite complex in some bits, with parsing and specs and whatever. But that's quite complete, doesn't do sound. And that's what we hacked up for our presentation tool. We're going to demonstrate. Then there are two libraries, there's libremote and libu, we use. Both of them are very similar, it's just a library you can see, you include it, and you can progress. It's really simple, I mean, if you've done first, my university first lesson C, you can do it properly. Yes, that's about Linux, and as soon as you've got Bluetooth and a Wii, you can start hacking, basically.
We were actually at LinuxTag, we met for the first time. And I had this idea to create something with the remote. And the thing was, I bought a device. It was a device that cost me 15 euros, so it was actually quite cheap. But it was a normal Bluetooth device, but the input functions, there was no driver for it for Linux. I posted on the Xorg mailing list. I made a bug fix, a bug report, and asked people, well, I can send you two of these devices if anyone wants to reverse engineer the protocol, but nobody accepted the offer. So I was thinking, what can I use for giving presentations? Because I don't want to go to my laptop every time to advance the next slide. So I thought, why not just try it with the Wiimote? And it actually has some nice features that you can use. Well, it's cheap, and a lot of people already have one. So they can, it's available everywhere. Even 40 euro is quite cheap because there are Bluetooth devices or other devices that have a dongle that that costs 100 or even 200 euros and can do less than what the Wiimote can do. So the Wiimote is very interesting. It has a known interface. Well, it's reverse engineered, but you can use the device, while with some other devices you buy, you may not get it to work with Linux. It can rumble, which is interesting to use for presentations. It makes you look cool, right? It makes you look cool, especially if you're something like this. It's easy to use because it fits in your hand. Some of the devices the one I bought was actually PCMCIA form factor, so you could put it in your laptop and carry it with you. You always have it with you. But it's not very easy to use, and if you have to use it for an hour or keep it in your hand for an hour, you have to also look for the buttons because they're on top of it and you don't feel them really. So in this case, it's much, much easier. It's also reliable. At LinuxTag, we were testing it. I hacked a version which did some things. I'm going to demonstrate that. And I walked around during the exhibition hall, which is very large, the main one. And even 200 or 300 meters from my machine, I was still controlling my system. Even though there were lots of other devices and a lot of Bluetooth devices in between, it still worked reliably. So that's very important for something like this. I hope nobody brought this remote because they can make the demonstration go very bad. But we also have ideas to make that much easier. We already started the project because Geert already started to implement something with one of the libraries. We thought about WePress, which is a nice name for Wii presentation, of course. So, the things we already do is, well, we advance through the presentation. We can control the computer. We can move the mouse, both with infrared or with tilting. The LEDs and the rumble we use for time indication. You have four LEDs, so you can use every LED could be, if your presentation is 45 minutes, every LED would be about 10 minutes and a bit. So you could then see how much time you have left without anyone else, well, telling you. It could also rumble to tell you have only 30 minutes left, 50 minutes left. I don't think any of the devices you can buy can do this, so that's also nice. It doesn't disturb anybody, but you know how much time you have left. And there are some other useful stuff that you can do that everybody needs during presentations to make sure that it works very well. So let's do the demonstration. Are you going to?
Sorry.
Four. Well, this is actually a program that demonstrates all the things you can do with it. I don't know, does it come with one of the libraries or is it standalone?
Yeah, it's PMGUI. It comes
with the standalone. So, first we have to connect. Let me see if I enabled everything. Yeah. We have to connect.
That's okay.
Yes, but somebody else, they don't know when I pressed it. They do. They do.
So, how am I going to do this? Can I scream? Can everyone hear me?
You do.
Good. Okay. Another thing, there are loads of extensions for this wheel. Yeah? There's a little port in the bottom, and you can plug in a nutchuck. You can. There's a steering wheel. There's a gun. There's loads of stuff you can plug into the bottom. Huh? So this is the official, like, Nintendo nutchuck. It's used for boxing or whatever. And a little bit to, like, the sensor data now. Huh? So if you look in the top left hand, you see the buttons that should light up. Ah, they light up. You see? So I'm pressing the buttons, and they show us I'm pressing them. Huh? not very light. Yeah, not impressive, but okay, it's Bluetooth, huh? It's then the acceleration. You see the bars? When I wait, there. DAG's Bluetooth is sort of slow. But I shake this thing, and you see the acceleration sensors go berserk. So, and it's X, Y, Z, so if I keep doing this in a presentation, for example, they can detect it. If we see, you see the,
yes.
You can see one going more out than the others. Then the next box is the infrared sensor. And basically the official Nintendo one has four infrared LEDs on each side. So you have four here. And the idea is that through this you can detect where the user is basically standing, because of course if I look at this, the right one, or from left from your side, will be bigger than the left one, than the right one from your side. So the Wii, because it's got a camera here and it detects the light that's emitted from the LEDs, it can detect where the user is standing, how far is away, because it's two lights, the distance of the two lights determines how far the user is away. So he knows, is he right in front of him, is he right at the back, is he standing here or here, and he can do all this. And you can see the infrared, because I've been jumping around all the time, you can see the dots here.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the LEDs, and if I go right to the, I don't know if it's still strong enough, you can should see that they become smaller the distance. There's some intelligent mathematical stuff in here. This is not easy. And the same is with the nutshell. Ah, and then in the middle, you see the pitch and the roll, to the two values. And you have the same as the nutshell. You have the acceleration sensor. You have the little. Can you see in the bottom left? Can you see the circle with the dot in it? You can see I move it with the controller. So it's dynamic. So if I press that a little bit, the dot will move a little bit. You have the two buttons, and you have tilt again, so you know how the user's holding it. For example, in the Wii Boxing, it actually determines, like, a block, and it actually determines how you hold it through the tilt. And this has acceleration too, the same chip as in here. And then you have the classic controller, and this is the old Nintendo thing, where they built stuff into it too, with the two controllers, like, pre-game, I don't know, GameCube, I think it was called. Yes, so this is just an overview of all the sensors this thing has. Now the whole thing has output capabilities, huh? It has loads of input for the computer, but you can actually, what's interesting for us is actually just moving the mouse, a few buttons for the presentation, but actually we want stuff to come to us, huh? So if DAG sets, right, an LED, you see, LED, can you make it blink?
One.
Control one. Okay. You can control the LEDs here, to actually display stuff. And you can make can make it rumble. But you can't see this, but wait, is it rumbling?
Yes.
You see? So it actually is a feelable like rumble. And you can do funny stuff with that.
And also, you can read out how much battery you have left, which is also interesting to know during the presentation if your battery is running out before it actually runs out. So you could use that as well. So.
So now we're going to the memory.
Okay. I'm going to restart the Bluetooth because it was slower.
Yeah. On my computer, it's instant.
Yeah,
on my computer,
it's because
we've it's instant.
It's because we have been hacking with it, with the Python stuff. So. Okay, so I hacked the WMD, which is unmaintained, but I just changed the program to use different buttons, and I also, inside the program, changed some other characteristics of the device. Normally, it automatically, it was this one that I used. I already hard-coded the MAC address. Normally you can also detect it, but I prefer to hard-code the MAC address so nobody can fool around while I'm trying to synchronize. So this is a way to also do it with the presentation tool. You can always give the MAC address to make sure that nobody else can interfere with it. So
you can change the MAC address, by the way.
can you change it? Is it also in the EEPROM?
Well, you can just slash it, yeah.
Okay. Smartass. So I'm actually wondering, it didn't find it. I pressed too soon. But the WMD is not can I interrupt it? No. I don't know what's wrong.
So you see there's not really one like nice package that can do everything. It seems to me some kids went off and said, okay, I got a Wii, let's code for 2 weeks. They coded for 2 weeks, loads of bugs, and now they say, oh, I've moved on to other projects, I've had a time. There's no real like Wii developer community. There are 3 people that tried to port Linux on the Wii, that you run Linux on the Wii. That sort of works, but there's not real a Wii controller developer community. So there's not this whole, and I wouldn't get in the normal community thing. There's lots of different people coding different stuff, and just saying, oh, look, it can, I don't know, I've switched buttons or something.
The problem in this case is that you first have to start a program and then press the button, because I don't know exactly why it doesn't find it after that. We had a problem when we were...
Because you put the blue black in, huh?
But that's not the one. Actually, let's show you how you can debug this. So you have HCI tool. You can do scan, and none of them are blinking now, only yours is. And I still find 3. So, and it's a 70.
So he's got Wii.
We're connecting, so okay, it's yours. It's the blue one, it's the blue one. Okay, you demonstrate it. You can press left and right on the arrows. So
now we come to the interesting bit. Huh?
Yes, this is the interesting bit.
So I'm giving a presentation. Normally in a presentation, or the device I had was an infrared thing, it was a pen, it was very unnatural, I had to press it like this, it didn't work, battery went flat, horrible thing. Here, whoop, I can stand there if I want, and I can...
Go outside!
It's flexible, huh? It's Bluetooth, it's wireless, it's normal batteries. You buy them in every supermarket.
And it fits with the color of your shirt.
Exactly. The whole coolness factor. It's better than an iPhone. Come on, I mean. Who needs an iPhone when you can have this?
So if you go to the presentation.
So I go to the presentation.
Then you can do the A is for getting forward.
Exactly.
But you don't go forward because it's the next. You can also backward is the B, it's below. But that's actually not good.
Giving my lecture, and I can do blah 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 blah, and oh no, I want to talk about this, oh no, it's on the other screen, oh sorry, yes, okay. So it's totally flexible, huh?
But the B button is not that good because you press it accidentally while doing presentations and you don't notice, but everybody's looking weird, and then you think, oh no. So we should change it, we should not use that for.
You press the button, it gives you a short rumble. So now, I was doing a presentation at my ex work, and so we used this infrared tracking. It doesn't work. Like it did in my presentation. I tried to move the window, it didn't work.
It's also very, very, well, inconvenient, because when you're walking around, you have it in your hand to give a presentation, but they're all infrared sources here. All the lights here are infrared sources. So you see the mouse going up and down during the presentation. It's very, people are very distracted by that. So that's something, that's why we decided not to do it, and it doesn't even work now.
I can't even get the mouse to move, huh? It was useless. I was standing there, my boss was looking at me, and I'm like... And so that's like a, what was that, VMB, wasn't it?
Yes, and normally I mapped those two buttons, the plus and the minus, for the left and the mouse button, so you could actually move, but it's very inconvenient to get it correctly, because, yeah. Also, if you go out of range, then the mouse is still at that location, but it, you cannot get it easily back, and it's very inconvenient. So, I was very surprised when Geert showed me his new version, which was written in C using the CWIID library. And, well, it's in this case, it's still called WM input.
You need a Wii?
You need one of them.
It's very easy, huh? If you forget your Wii, you just lend one from your mate. So now, this is the tilt thing I was talking about. After this experience, I sort of gave up and said this is stupid. So with a tilt sensor, it's far more easy. If I move, wait, can we see the mouse? Can everyone see the mouse?
Yeah.
If I move the Wii like this, the mouse goes over. If I move the Wii like this, it goes on the other side. If I move the Wii up.
And the faster you tilt it, also the faster you move
it. What? It's gone. So basically now, if I really have to, it's a little bit, you have to get used to it. But now I can take the window, hopefully, if I can calibrate it. What? No, I can't. And I can move the window. With actually, woohoo! So now my boss is happier.
Yeah, also because I have a range problem with moving the infrared. I cannot go outside of the screen because, yeah, then I'm outside of the range of my infrared. You can tweak it a little bit to make it better, but you always have the problem if you go too far. It's like a mouse, you know, when you're reaching too far, then... So with this, you don't have that problem.
You can mark stuff if you want. Actually, I thought about having like a minimal programming language that would be able to program, actually program with your Wiimote in your bed.
Didn't you program a bit of the code with doing this? Yeah, okay. That's why it looks shit.
The window, you know, Alt Tab? You always I actually did with the Wiimote at some stage. Yes, and then this, it gets better. So then Dak came up with this idea of having the LEDs flip. And now I'm going to give it to someone neutral.
He's from the organization. Eh? He's from the organization. He wants the presentations to be good, so you have to give it to someone else. He's involved.
Okay, so anyway, this is a 20-second presentation now. Very quick, huh? But for demonstration purposes, I think this is enough. So put it in discovery mode. Hopefully it will find this week. No one in the audience presses anything. That's a little bit painful, but you can get around this through hard coding the MAC address of the Wii. But because I've got
the
Wii...
And you need to have the right Wii if you have...
So now, one. Can you see the four LEDs? Right? Three LEDs. 20 seconds divided by four. 5 second intervals, huh? It counts down. And every time it counts, it vibrates. So I'm giving my presentation, 20 seconds. I'm standing here, I'm having the Wii here, and I'm just using it for forward back. But it's vibrating, so I know, another 5 minutes gone, or another 10 minutes, whatever you put the presentation time to be. And it automatically calculates what to light and what to vibrate.
Also, now it just shows you four LEDs, but we would like to have them blink faster when it it's going to disappear, so that gives a nice effect. And then you know a little bit in between how much time you have, so that's the next thing to do, right?
And this is already usable. I've used this for presentations. I've sat there and I've looked at it and I'm like, oh, okay, I've got like 10 more minutes to go. And through it vibrating, you get reminded. You know when you get carried away in a presentation, you're just standing there talking, like we are now. And you get carried away. You've got no idea. You don't look at your watch. Huh? And because it's vibrating, you're actually realizing, another interval's gone.
Right. So yeah. Let's go to the IDs we have. What's the thing to move forward? I have not used this program. Anyway, the secret handshake is something that we want to implement to make sure that nobody can fool around, and we still don't have to hard code it. So we could do something like shake it in a certain way, and then it would detect which one is mine.
In my office, this was quite some form because I coded this while being at work. Whoa! Oh, it's still in. Presentation program. Cool. So, basically the idea was that I just did a D, because everyone calls me Diddy, so I did a D to sign on to my program. No one in my office, I recorded the graphs, you can plot basically the acceleration data. No one in my office managed to nearly get close to what I did, because everyone sort of does a D, whoa, like this, but no one does it like I did. So, in a way, just doing a simple letter or just doing something natural to you is very hard for someone else to imitate. It's like your handwriting. Have you ever tried to copy someone's handwriting? It's very hard. This is confidence, huh? This shows why minimalistic window environments are so yes. So, the secret handshake is a little bit of work because you have to have some KI and stuff. But I think with fuzzy logic, you can easily implement this.
The WeFit, I think it's a little bit silly.
That's cool. To use. Okay, the WeFit is a balance board. You've got one, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's a balance board. It's got four sensors in it, but it's got pressure sensors. It's got... Okay, I'm moving too much. I'm going to take another Wii in my hand. Just for the coolest fact. The balance board, a little technical to it, we don't have a slide on this. It's a weight sensor, it's got four pressure sensors, it's got one LED, and it's a new thing from Nintendo. So it can weigh you, and it can see how you've got your weight balance. So if you stand on it and you do this, it will realize, those two sensors have more power now, or even double the weight, so it actually will find out how you're standing. And there's no limit thing for this. I looked for it, you totally have to reverse engineer it again. You have to reverse engineer it, I suppose. But it would be cool, just imagine you're giving a presentation, it's just standing and you're just doing this. Or something like that. Or you can use it, I don't know, as a touchpad, you just do bash, and it would go to the next level. You get your students to, you don't know, have hitting competitions or whatever you want. I haven't had the time to reverse engineer that. I don't have one, actually.
So yeah, a movement to advance, so you could do something like, well, it's actually something with the multi-touch, yeah? So explain it.
Okay, I've got quite a few ideas here. One implementation was, next slide, previous slide, useless. I give a presentation with my hands. My slides were flicking around. I was going, hey, next slide. So maybe a little bit more research into like how the acceleration goes and stuff, because I just said if it's over the threshold in acceleration, go to next slide. But if you would have like you get a nice curve sort of thing. So if you would actually be able to analyze this, you could actually do, okay, if I really do this, it will go to the next slide, or do this, or whatever you want. Then I had an idea, because you have the infrared sensor, we could get, if sooner we have little infrared emitters, we put one on your finger and just do this. Because we've got an infrared camera, we know we can detect infrared points. And if we're the strongest infrared point, the infrared LED is €1 something, a decent one. So you could just stick it to your finger, or have a little pen, or I don't know, stick reflectors to and get it to shine or whatever. You could just do this. And if you have two, you could use combinations. How cool would that be? You're giving a presentation, and you just like, hit the window because you've got like. You take the window and you move it off the screen. Just imagine, I'm standing here, next slide. Minority Report style, you know? And because it's easy, actually you just need a little infrared, 2, 1, whatever, detect the motion, and that's it. And if you've got your hand like this, the Wii will not detect it. And it's a very good camera, so you just do whoop, woo. So you can do fun, and it's really easy to do. I mean, I don't know how many hours I've spent on this, but you can. It's quite easy to implement them. You can do multi-touch. You could stand here, zoom in, just with 2 LEDs, zoom out, huh? Stuff like that.
Yeah, the sounds. I don't know what we can use the sounds for, but I had a problem when I gave the presentation in Argentina. I was also using the device, but I put my laptop in the power plug, but it apparently was, you had to push it very hard to get power, so halfway the presentation, suddenly my laptop hibernated. Now, the problem was, I always put my sound down, so what it could do, the presentation tool could automatically put the sound in the highest volume setting or something, so that at least you hear something like this. This is something simple that most people won't use, but if it happens to you like it did to me, then it's probably useful. And you could play the sound through the microphone, or I don't know, you could have a countdown, you know,
exactly. Again,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then it's over or something.
The that sound would be... is quite difficult to reverse engineer. I've spent quite some time on it, and Nintendo doesn't tell you anything, and it's like, I just throw bits at it, and at some stage I get a decent sound, so I just say, okay, this is it. And so I got a little whoop, just through default. I've got no idea how they encode it. It's really weird. It's no major standard. Maybe they just reversed it, just people let me off. I don't know. If someone knows someone at Nintendo, maybe. Local positioning system.
That's something that you...
Something I came up. Because it's a Bluetooth device, I know how strong the signal is. The computer, in a circular motion, of course, knows how far I'm away, quite accurately, actually. Because I used to use my mobile phone when I worked out of my office to lock my computer. So I had the Bluetooth on, my computer kept pinging my phone over Bluetooth. If I was out of range, basically my office door was arranged, my computer locked. I walked back in, my computer unlocked. And so I thought, we could use it with the Wii, and the Bluetooth on the Wii is far more accurate than my Nokia or whatever Bluetooth. So I could actually detect, and if I know the layout of the room, I know this is a circle, I have to stand here, there. So you can actually position quite how much you've moved around, just through the like diameters, so you can actually then have, I walk 2 miles in my presentation. Because even if I walk around here, it will change. And I know in a circular motion where I should be, it's like, so you can do triangular, so if you have another Bluetooth device, maybe you could track it through triangular, stuff like that. I mean,
how is that useful?
I just want to know how much I walk around, like, or where I am, I mean.
I put a question mark. So, that's also an idea of yours.
Okay, involve the audience. I'm hoping at some stage everyone has a device like this. Really. I mean, it's 40 euros. And you didn't have so much fun with it. I spent hours just sitting in front of my computer, woohoo! Or, you know, the Tux Racer, or these racing games. Just imagine, I used it as a controller. I was standing in front of Tux Racer, woo! It works, it's easy. Because it's a mouse. Map it. I'm going to use the colored one. How do I get rid of this? Okay. So basically, if you come to give a presentation, and loads of people have one of these, you could do hand raising. Someone could say, me, and press a button.
And then the sound going to go off?
And the sound going to go off. And through that, you know.
And you know the distance of where he is?
Exactly. So, if I'm giving a lecture to my students and someone in the back row starts. I know it's in the back row. Yes, so you can hand raise. You can say, okay, I have a question. Oh. And so you get a little modification. One of the students is in the stand, something. It's easy to press a button and put your hand up, wait till I notice it, and say, woohoo. Voting. This is not as easy to implement because one Bluetooth device can only have 4 Wii's connected to it. So you need an array of Bluetooth devices. Yeah, yeah, you have USB hub, you get a load of USB Bluetooth devices, you can do it. I don't know how much the term is before. So people could vote. You could say, how was my lecture? Press A or B. Stupid stuff. You've got loads of buttons. You can, no, no. President.
You could do stuff like that. Broadcasting, what's your idea?
You could rumble all the vote to make them aware that they can vote. If they're asleep because it's your presentation, you're all asleep, you can wake them.
You can rumble, you can sign LEDs, you can tell everyone how long is the presentation going to last. So you can get sound output for, I was thinking, for people that don't hear very good, a lecture room like this. Just get a Wii, hold it to your ear, and off you go.
Simultaneous translation.
Exactly. So you see, we're coming up with ideas. Locking your computer, that's what I told you. You can do this with the Wii. The audience is so upset with you that you have to run out and out of the audience. You can lock your computer while running out. Then disable screensaver, because always, in every presentation the screensaver comes up, and then you have to go type your password, then of course it pulls something down, it's on full screen or whatever. And enable sound. Actually, those are two shell commands. Disable screensaver, we don't know about that because it depends on KDE, GNOME, whatever you use. Enable sound is alza conf, minus whatever, 100. So, please, if you have ideas. Okay, the future of this genius project, we have to start it. Because for now, everything is a huge hack. I just took stuff from there, took stuff from there. Put it all together, and at some stage I got this motion thing going. And basically, we have to start a proper project, with people that really want to contribute, not some student that goes off and says, oh, look, I bought the Wii, let's spend 2 weeks doing something. Actually, people that reply to emails that fix bugs, you know, a proper project. Find people. might be help. Something we don't know yet, and profit. Yes, like always.
We only do it for the profit.
We do it for fun.
No.
And profit, as you can see.
Okay. Yeah.
Some project details. I started a Google Code project, WePree. Our email addresses are on there. Please join. I mean, we've got some subversion stuff up there, but the presentation thing I demonstrated here is up there. VMD, the unmaintained source, I don't even think the web page answers. I think the server's down. CVID says in the web page I have no time, I have other stuff to do. But interesting, you play around, it's got like funky tools. And WeUse is a very nice library, and actually I'm thinking of porting like the stuff I've done to WeUse if I find some time. But it's a very nice written library, it's loads of comments. This is actually the nicest thing I've seen in the Wii community sort of thing. Because even for a beginner, it's very, very easy to understand. So, now it's your turn. Speak in this monstrous microphone. Some ideas, comments, maybe?
We should disable the Wii.
Yeah, you still have the mouse going around, so yeah, that's probably a very good idea.
Do you own a Wii or only a remote?
I own a Wii, but it's my girlfriend's place. And it's
so you don't have any remotes for that, right?
No, actually not. Actually, I think all of them were here. But no, I don't actually have a Wii. I've actually only played like 2 minutes on it.
Yeah, the nice thing is you don't have to buy a Wii to get the remote, of course. And also the infrared bar, this one is not even from Nintendo, it's wireless, so you don't need to get the power from the Wii. So also that is available for a cheap price. I think it was 10 euros or something, or 15 euros.
That's one of the main points for this whole presentation thing. I mean, sure, I bought a thing from Logitech, from an American company for 170 euros. And it had two buttons, a little battery, and I could... At a time, showed me the time. And that was it, and it was infrared, so I always had to point at a fucking little sorry. I got so annoyed with that thing, really. I got, and then Dag went on with the Wii, and it's so easy because you just walk around, you don't care. Literally, it's Bluetooth.
So he's still very excited about the ID since Linux Tag, so, and then he blames me for the...
He signed me up for this.
I had already something, but it didn't do what I wanted. Okay.
Other idea, please. Come on.
There's a video on YouTube that shows using it for like a whiteboard.
Yes.
Have you looked into that? Because I mean, that's interesting for a school.
Yes. It's true. We sort of focus on the presentation side of this.
Yeah.
But basically, this infrared, everything with an infrared is very interesting with that. Everything that emits infrared, you can use, you can detect with the Wii as a camera. It's infrared. What we used to build with webcams, I don't know, 10 years ago, you can do now with the Wii. But yes, you can do, he's got loads of stuff on there. He's got like whiteboard, he's got like a multi-touch interface too, I think. He's done the head tracking.
Yes.
If we wanted to display a cool effect that you have actually 3D head tracking.
We can still do it, if there's some time. I don't know how much time we have.
We've got 15
minutes, okay. But it's on the other laptop. For the project to advance, we need two things. We need a library that can do all the things we need, like sound and stuff like that, that is maintained. So maybe we have to talk again to the authors of the different libraries to see if they are interested to do it. And we have to create a program. I want an out-of-the-box program. So all the things like the infrared is probably good as a separate program, but it doesn't fit into the only thing it needs to be good for. It's doing the presentations. I want this program to be in Python. So the second program from Geert is in C, because then he could do the things he wanted to do, because none of the Python libraries could do, I think, the rumbling thing and the LEDs. Yeah.
Python VFD, it can't rumble, and
And the Python interface is not very clean. So we probably need to create a library that can do that, and that is also accessible from Python. And I want the Python tool so that people can also easily modify it. So those two things we probably need to make.
I think I have to restart my computer. Yes, but okay, we can talk. Well, you don't need a screen.
You can already use both programs. I mean, for just doing the presentations, you saw all the functionality is there. You might want to tweak it a little bit or disable the infrared.
Synchronizing your work with, at least in the Mac community, there are some projects for using mobile phones for similar things, because a lot of high-end mobile phones also have motion sensors, Bluetooth, buttons obviously, and so forth, but they also have a screen.
Right.
So I've seen mobile phones being used for similar presentation purposes, and the advantage, of course, is that mobile phone you always have with you anyway. You don't have to remember to take your remote.
Right. My mobile phone can also do presentations, and you have a cable that you can connect to the computer so that you also can feed the slides from the mobile phone. But a mobile phone is really not really useful to do because you have so many buttons and it's easy to mispress a button or something like that. But it could be useful, yeah. It could be useful. I don't know if it fits with this, because maybe we could add it, yes, as a feature. So he dislikes Compass and GNOME and...
You don't need it. Literally, you never use it. And not for... So... Okay, for the head tracking.
Is the ownership of the U input device...
Thank you very much, I forgot that. Oh, my password. Don't look. I'm going to change it now. This is going to change anyway.
You can do that from my laptop if you want. You want to do it from my laptop? Change it and then...
So, CD... Who did that? Okay. So we need minus height 600 wait 800. Ah, what? No. Press button 1 and 2 on your Wiimote.
Take this one. Take this one.
Ah, okay.
So you have it. So it's
press 1 or 2, please. So basically, the idea is that I've got this thing attached to my head, and it doesn't work.
Is it mine that is connecting? Because is this one?
So, okay. So the thing is, can you all see it? Yeah. So the thing is, I attach this to my head, and yes. Through moving, the whole thing moves. And if I move closer to it, well, you see, I get a 3D effect. I actually move past objects. So if I actually map this to me and look at it, it actually looks 3D.
Yeah.
Because it knows where my eyes are, I can actually map this to 3D. So this is one of the effects on Google Video. That this would be my head and the screen would be there. So basically, the idea is you put it on top of your on your TV, and it actually looks quite funky. It actually does look. I try it. It actually is very, very funky. And
the guy has infrared in his glasses, that, so that's even.
I prefer this. It looks quite stupid, but the 3D experience sort of is quite cool. yeah, I think the idea is, or what he's talking about, is to have 3D shooter games. You get some goggles or apparently a helmet. We saw a big picture of a helmet. And then you can sort of duck and sort of move away from 3D objects. But this, I mean, if someone wants to try it, please come and we'll show you. I need backup power.
Okay, I can give you. I know it's in use.
So, this is one of the things. I mean, quite a few people use this to do funky stuff. What else? Are you all asleep? Do you all want to wee that
Okay.
So thank you, Lena.